This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Larry Pratt, Executive Director at Gun Owners of America. We want to get Larry's thoughts on a couple of issues, namely the new Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, calling for a return of the assault weapons ban, which expired back in 2004, as well as a piece of news that should be good news for gun owners tucked inside the bill to allow a congressional vote for the District of Columbia. And Larry, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me on, Craig. Appreciate it.
Well, the assault weapons ban expired back in 2004. It was a 10-year law that was not renewed under the Bush administration. What exactly did the assault weapons ban truly ban, and why do you strongly oppose its re-imposition?
It didn't do anything. It did ban some guns based on their cosmetics, so manufacturers changed the cosmetics, and voila, the point that we'd been making all along is that they were still semi-automatics, and they were still selling them right well. Crime wasn't being committed with those guns before, during, or after the ban. I remember very well some interviews on television, and the talking heads were just absolutely almost ready to lose it at the thought that the ban was expiring. And I assured them that nothing would happen. The crime rates would remain as low as they had been. And they knew that blood was going to flow in the streets. And I invited them to revisit the issue a year later. I'm still waiting. But, of course, nothing did happen. It's something that is a kind of a pre-sold issue in terms of assault. It sounds bad. It looks bad. But it isn't bad. And so we're dealing mainly with a public relations coup on the part of the Brady campaign and the Sarah Brady folks, but we're not dealing with reality. These guns just are not the weapons of choice for criminals, and certainly not for terrorists. Terrorists don't really need an American store or gun show to get what they use anyway. So we're just amazed that the Attorney General would want to revisit this issue. I thought that the Obama administration was going to be a little bit more pragmatic in their socialism, doing things, but doing it through regulation, which they can use to hammer us pretty hard, frankly. There's some bad laws on the books that the Republicans never got around to taking off the books, and that's part of the reason they're in the minority. But the idea that you want to make your party, the Democrat Party, walk that plank that Bill Clinton made them walk in 94, well, that's a short plank. And they're going to go right back down where they did before if they do that again. And even Nancy Pelosi told Mr. Holder, apparently, not now.
Larry, let's look at one of the things that Eric Holder mentioned, because he mentioned this wish on his part in connection with the announcement of the busting up of a Mexican drug cartel, which had infiltrated the United States. And he says it's better for Mexico if this ban is back in play. So what's he talking about?
Well, bless his heart to be thinking about other countries when he hasn't really addressed what we need to do here. He wants to fight our Constitution here. He actually signed on to a brief that was before the court when they decided the D.C. handgun ban and overturned it. He thought people that have guns in the District of Columbia in their home to defend their homes against bad guys should go to jail. That's Eric Holder. So here he is now concerned about Mexico. Well, this is interesting. Guns from the United States are equipping Mexican bandidos with machine guns. Oh, really? Well, those are really pretty hard to buy here in the United States. The idea that somehow they're plentifully of supply for the bad guys in Mexico comes as quite a surprise to me, and I thought I knew a little bit about the gun industry. I was on a Spanish language program the other day, and it turns out that the Mexican senators, and I presume what they call deputies, their representatives, have bestowed upon themselves the right to carry concealed firearms. Well, it's dangerous, you know. Well, that's interesting, because they won't give that same opportunity legally to any other Mexicans. So I really don't have much of a heart for the Mexican government and anything they say. It seems to me they have some cleaning up to do before we really sit down and deal with them at all.
About 90 seconds left with Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. And Larry, as I mentioned at the open, and you alluded to in one of your responses, the District of Columbia, despite losing at the Supreme Court in 2008 and having their handgun ban declared unconstitutional, have reimposed extremely strict gun control laws. And now there's legislation tucked inside the bill to allow a congressional vote for D.C. That would ease that to some extent. Explain for our listeners what's going on there.
Well, the Senate has voted 62-36 to essentially strip the D.C. gun control law. And it actually, in some ways, is worse than it was before the Supreme Court. Technically, you can own a gun, but they've made it so that it'll be almost impossible for anybody to actually get a gun with their licensing requirements and requirements for what guns have to do, which are not technically possible at this time. And that would actually affect Americans all over the country if enough other jurisdictions did what the district would want to do. Why, you wouldn't be able to find a gun, because those kinds of guns don't exist, and if they did, they would be extremely expensive. So Washington got spanked in the Senate. There's going to be a lot of pushing and pulling, though. Nancy Pelosi's going to try to get that stripped out in the House. And we got a lot of heavy lifting to do before that thing finally is part permanently of this bill, which really, it's an unconstitutional idea of giving the district a vote in the House of Representatives because they're not a state. But the Democrats have the votes to get that through. And so what the pro-gun folks did in the Senate was, okay, you're gonna ram something like that through down our throats. Well, here's a little additional item for you to swallow. And we'll see how that works out. This is very much a work in progress.
Larry, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Thank you.
Larry Pratt is Executive Director at Gun Owners of America. This is Dateline Washington.